Was ist gern hier? Itzrich, was ist doch gleich? Moyes Kasch, what is not man? Yom Rod Lila is Machus is man. So who is Pshita? What are you telling me now? So Moyes says, no, Itzrich, I need it. Chasak with that, the Chaminach, I would have thought. Ki atakafta, the Rav Shisha, bread, Ravidi, like the Gemara increases, ask the question over there. Like Rav Shisha, Ravidi, ask the question, Kamash Lon, could Rav Yosef? Kamash Lon, no, the Gemara gives the terrace over there. And the kasher is, even one ri at night, why is that good? If you're telling me now, Laila is Mechusas man. So at night time, it didn't come the time to bring the first korban yet. If you become a second time Zav now, the first korban is not Chal. So that's why we're saying now you have to first see two times the next day. So the question is, if you have to have the ri on the next day, why the first night is the first ri included? Why is the first ri a part of it? That's the kasher, that's the chiddush. And the Maris Teretz over there is that when you become a Zav, the way it works is the first Riyah is not really called Riyah of the Zav. The first time you see it's like a regular Bal Keri. It only has Tumas Keri. So the first Riyah doesn't make enough Kamina when you see it really. It's only the second and the third one that counts. So that's what Yechon is saying here. According to the Mandioma, that Laila and Mechus Asman, you have to see the two, the main two Riyahs, have to be Dafka the next day. But the first night you would not have a Chiyuv Korban if you would have seen two the first night. But the chiddush is, even though you saw one doesn't make a difference. One only has a tumas of a carry on it, that doesn't have the din of zav yet, so that could still give it a shame. The first chi of korban is takachal tomorrow, and when you become tame tomorrow, it's a second chi of korban, then you would have to bring two kavanas. Right. Then our Mishnah says, of our regal, if the whole Yontif passed by, all seven and Shemini Atzeres went by, and you did not bring the Korban Chagiga, for Loichag, and the Chayim Bachrusai. After Yontif, you do not have to do anything about it, you don't have a Chiyuv to bring another Korban. You have no obligations anymore. But we are there, now you should know, and this is said, Muvas Loyuchal Iskoin, Vechesroin, Loyuchal Imonis. It's something that you're missing, you can't get back anymore. You missed it. It was a mitzvah for you to bring a korban chagiga on Yom Tov, and you missed the mitzvah, you can't do it anymore. Omalei bar hihi lehillel. So Bahihi said to Hillel, Hai lehimonis, what does it mean, the pasuk lehimonis to be counted? Lehimalis mi boileh, should have been like to fill it up. You can't fill what you're missing. You missed doing a mitzvah, and you can't fill it up. So what's this lashon of, what's lehimonis? And Rashi says, lehimalis mi boileh. If you want to say you're missing something, you have to say you can't fill it up. Should have said if you're missing one mitzvah, you should know you can't fill it up. What's this lashon of lihimonos to be counted? So Gemara says like this. What it means to say is like this. Your friends went to do a dvar mitzvah, and they asked you, come and help us along. We want to collect money now for Kalal, get it married. We want to do a mitzvah right now. V'ula nimni morn, and he didn't agree, he didn't want to go with them. In such a case, it's called a chsern, shalayochal imonis. You're missing something, you won't be able to be included with them. That's a big loss. Shrashi shimenu chaver l'dvar mitzvah. Shomu loy bo imonu, they tell you, come with us, we want to do a mitzvah now. V'loy holach, you didn't go with them. Nimsa shechoser atzmaim yoisa minyan. You're missing from that minyan, from that count that they made. Lo yuchli monosoid, you can't get that back anymore. B'yoisa minyan shekvar osu as a mitzvah. They already did the mitzvah of a rabbim, and that's a big chesaron. Because the mitzvah you do by rabbim is more choshev, and you could have been a part of that mitzvah, and you don't have that mitzvah, you can't count it over again. It means you won't get that big choshev mitzvah anymore. Tanya nami hochi. Muvas la yichal iskan. What does it mean? Something you missed, you can't get back. That means zeh she bitul krishma shel shachris, or krishma shel arvis. If somebody did not forgot to say krishma in the morning, or if he forgot to say krishma one night, there's no way to make up for it. That's the locha. There's no tashlumim for krishma. Even if you missed it, even the zman went by, there's no tashlumim. Or she bitul tefillah shel shachris, or tefillah shel arvis. In case we mavatul tefillah shel shachris, even though there's a loch of tashlumim to make up by mincha, but let's say you didn't make up by mincha. You didn't daven mincha either two times. In such a case, there's a missing that you can't make up for it anymore. Weiter. That's muvas layuchal iskain. You did something wrong that you can't make up for it anymore. What about v'chisorah layuchal imonis? Something you're missing you can't count over again. Ze shenimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah. That your friends came to ask you, come, we're doing a mitzvah, come and help us out. V'hula nimli mon, and you did not go to help, you did not include yourself with them, and such as the pasuk of chesaron lo yochel limonis. Omalei barhihi lehilo. My dechsev, what does the pasuk say? V'shavtem reisein bein tzadik l'rosha. Hashem says, come and mitzvah Hashem lasad lovoi, that we'll be able to see who is the tzadik, who is the rosha. Bein oived elokim l'asher loy avdoi. Who is a person that's an eved l'Hashem, and who is not called an eved l'Hashem? For the Gemara, what does the pasuk say to l'shoynis? Of a tzaddik and a rosha and an oived elokim and loy avid. For the Gemara l'chura, hainu tzaddik, hainu oived elokim, and hainu rosha, hainu asher loy avdu. They're the same people. A tzaddik is an eved l'Hashem, a rosha is not an eved l'Hashem. So how can the pasuk say like two different things? For Shaftim will be able to see the difference between a tzaddik and a rosha, and an eved and not an eved. The chura is the same thing. What's the two things here? So Malay said like this, Avdoi v'loy avdoi, Tavayu tzaddiki gemurininu. No, it's two different things. A tzaddik is one thing. Even after you're a tzaddik, now we have to see if you're an eved l'Hashem or not. V'yein adoyma, what does that mean? How do we tell? Because it's not like, Shoyna pirkoi meyapomim, l'shoyna pirkoi meyavayachot. There's a difference where the person learns chazes over 100 times, that's called a tzaddik. But a person that count learns it 101 times, that's a difference, that's a new musig, then you call it an Eved Lakim. That's a bigger madrega. For the Gemara Omale, he said back to him, Umishum Chad Zimna Korale Leyovdoi, because he didn't learn one more time, he's called an Adam Eved Lashem. Like he learned it already 100 times. So that's not called an Eved Lashem, but 101 times the year called an Eved Lashem. How could one thing make a difference? Or Malay said, yes, you should know sometimes one makes a difference. In, yes, say Ulamad, go out and learn Mishuk Shachamorin, from the Shuk with their higher donkeys. Asura Pasim Zuza. If you want to hire to use a donkey to go 10 Pasois, you pay 1 Zuz. Or the Chadosa Pasoi, once you go 1 more Pasa, you go 11 Pasois, then betray Zuzi. You see, because of 1 more, the price goes up. So that's just your sign. You're a tzaddik till 100 times. But 101, that's called already an Eved Lashem. Rashi says, Miu tzaddik, miu Eved Lakim, haloi echadu, and a doima shen apiriku, afopi, sheshneim tzaddikim, loyevdu vishova. It's not called they're both an Eved, they're not doing the both the same service to Hashem. Sheze ovdo yaser. This one is a bigger Eved Lashem. He learned it 101 times. And that's the smusling of a parsois, he rent out. Some learn the pshat is that if you learn 100 times and stop, the pshat is there's a stopping though. If you learn 101, it's a mustik that there's never an end to it. You realize there's never an end. Kesed, you're learning lishma, even though you think you know it already, so what? You're still never l'Hashem, you're doing it totally lishma. You're learning because Hashem wants you to learn. That's the difference. The tzaddik could be you're learning because you want to know. Once you think you know, you stop. But 101 times, that shows like even after you know it, you're still learning lishma to be an eved l'Hashem. Right. The Yomalei Eliyo Labarhi. Eliyo told to Barhi. The Yomalei Lereb Elazar. He said, Oh, Reb Elazar. My decision, what does the Pasuk say? Hine Tzvaticha Veloy Bechosav. I'm like Tzvaticha Mitzaref. I'm purifying you, but not like silver. Bechaticha Bechur Oini. I'm choosing you in the Kura of Oni of affliction, of pain. Melamed Shechaza Kodesh Baruch Hu Komidos Tovis Litan Yisrael. Hashem like wants to purify Klal Yisrael. Look for all the good midas to give to Klal Yisrael. V'loy motze el anias. Even though it says oni, lashon of affliction, vidashna means anias of being an oni, being of a humble person. That's the best midas to have. And Omar Shmuel v'tayim Rab Yosef. Haynu the Yamri Inshin. This is what people say. Ye ani yusali Yudoi. It's very good for Yudoi, a Jew, to be a humble person, to be an oni. Ki barzel sumka lusus yichyura. Ki barz like a metal, a red metal, lusla to a white, horse. Which is very nice, very appropriate. So it also is very appropriate for a Jew to have the midah of anova. Fight of Shimon ben Asi Yoyme. Eizel muvas layochol iskoin, ze abol ala royis. For her living men o mamzer. If you live with your sister with chayv increases, and you came pregnant, you had a kid, that's a mamzer, that something can never be fixed up. So tomorrow, hoyle din, loy hoyle loy. Mash money because you have a kid, but we don't have a kid, not like that. For a tanya of Shimon ben Asi Yoimer. In Rav Shimon said like this, going to when somebody steals something, you can return what you stole and you'll be misakin it. If you made gzela, you can return it and fix it up. But somebody lives with another lady that's married, and now that you lived with her, she becomes a soita. She's also to her husband, loylam, is nitrid min oylam. You like take her away from the world, v'holachloi. So you see that just with living with an eshes ish, even without her becoming pregnant, it's called a mulas layochol iskun. You can't fix it up anymore. The isha now was also to her husband, loylam v'ed, she can't live with original husband anymore. So Mar says, don't say, don't look over a camel. Bikroi chazak over a pig. Ela bikroi tle. Look at a tle. What does that mean? V'yedaz etam lechochem. She'apirish min ha-Torah. That's called the worst thing. That's called the real much or muves layochol iskoin. That person was a tam lechochem. He was learning Torah, and now he's a pirish. He goes away. He doesn't learn anymore. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakishomer called Talmud Chacham she'apirish min ha-Torah. Any Talmud Chacham that was learning, and then he stopped learning, he went away from the Torah, all of Akasavayma. And then the Pasuk says, Kitzipa noidedes min kona, like a bird that's running away from its nest. Ken ish noidim im koimai, person going away from his own makam, like you're running away from your makar, your makam should be learning Torah, and he's going away. The other pasuk says, "Ma motzu avoseichem biyovel." What did our fathers find in us? Although we did something wrong, ki rochel kum yovel, they went away from me. So I call upon him. The kasher is though that by us it says what's called muubes lo yochel iskoin. Only if you have a kid and the kid's a mamzer, and here it's smash mistam the bi alone is called a lo yochel iskoin. So Gemara says poshid kan b'choise pnuya kan b'eshes ish. And Echnami, if you live with your sister, so Stam having znus with her is not called lo yichol iskoin. Stam, she's mutter to get married, you're mutter to get married. There is only if she comes pregnant, she has a kid, then the kid's a mamza, that's a chsaron loylem. Kan beishes ish. When you're talking about you having znus with another, with a married lady, then just to be alone isn't mucha lo yichol iskoin, because she becomes also to her husband, loylem. V'iboyesem, another teret says, ho vo beishes ish. Both cases could be talking about when you're living with another married lady. Vulekasha, kan boinus kan barotzen. If you amanis her, you force her, then the halacha is she's still mutter to her husband. So that wouldn't be called the muvus layichol iskoin. Only if she comes pregnant from it, and she becomes pregnant even though she was forced into it, but the mice of the kids, the mamzer, you can't do anything about it. Kan barotzen. But when you live when the married lady is maskim does a brotzen, then just with the bee alone she becomes also to a husband, and that alone is called the mubas liyachol iskoin. You can't fix it up anymore. The boy is saying mahavu abiyonis. Even both cases talking about that somebody forced to live with her. For like kasha, there's no kasha. Kan b'yeshes koyin. If she's an yeshes koyin, halacha is she's also to a husband. So even in the case where a man forced the yeshes koyin to live with her, that's called the mubas liyachol iskoin. That a husband now the Kohen is also to live with her. Can't be Eshes Yisrael. But by regulations Yisrael, then the halacha is if you force the lady to live with her, she's still mutter to her husband. So then the only time there's a chsaron there, the yuchal is going, and she becomes pregnant from that, and the kids are mamza. But the pasuk says, L'yoytzei v'lovi and shalom. People going out, come back, there's no peace. Amar Rav, Kivan sheyoytzei oda mitvar halacha. If somebody leaves the dvar halacha, the dvar mikra, and he only goes to learn Mikra, first he used to learn Dvar Alocha Alocha, a Gemara. And then at the end, he only decides to learn Chumash, Shuv Ein Le Shalom. He's not going to have Shalom anymore. He's going downhill. Shmuel Lama, Zeh Perish Mitama the Mishnah. Somebody was learning Gemara, and he decided to stop learning Gemara, only Mishnah. Again, he's going downhill, he'll have no peace. Rabbi Yechanan Lama, Afilo Mishas L'Shas. If you go away from Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yishalmi, that's also no good. If you're first learning Talmud Yerushalmi, that's much more deeper, harder. You go to learn Talmud Bavli, it's also downhill. The Taz also says like that. The Taz just says that could be a miyu afilu yipchos yeshloima.
Lachi Prusha Shapirish Mizeh Vedayin Lehaven Mizeh Shemetekach Leyala B'yad Alecha Brura.
That could also be that leaving one shas another shas means you didn't finish one shas totally, and you're leaving it going to the other one. That's also no good. Like you started one, finish it to know it good, and then go to the next one. All right, we'll stop here.